Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The game 92.9 again.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It is the second day of February. It is also Groundhog's Day, and it's the top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. Happy Groundhog's Day to all y'all out in McDonough. You got nothing to say about McDonough?
McDonough, that's on the way to the Groundhog.
Okay, that's right. You were just giving me an education. The Groundhog relocated, you said.
Yeah, it used to be out in Stone Mountain, Yellow River, and somehow he moved down to Jackson. So that's where he's at now.
You don't want to hear that you're going to Jackson. I mean, some folks like it down there if you're just down there working.
Yeah,
some folks don't want to hear, we're going to have to transport you to Jackson.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that.
Yeah, really. As a diagnostic, that's the place they take you when you, yeah. You've done
something bad, right?
Yeah, you don't want to go there. But he's doing very well there, and I'm seeing here where he did come out today, made his prediction shortly after 7:30 this morning there in Jackson, Georgia. That so he did see his shadow. The handlers say that, okay. He saw his shadow. The handler of the big rodent.
Now, do they get all dressed up like the folks up in Punk?
You know, I don't
know. Gobbler's Knob.
All I ever see from him is that he comes out in front of a house, and that's all I ever see. A camera is fixed him. He comes out there and he sits there for a minute, and I guess they go feed him. I don't know.
They'll put him on that Challenger with number 3 on it. And bring him out in one of them. If he's gonna be called a General Lee.
That's
right?
Is it, right?
Dukes
right?
A hazard car.
But which is handlers indicate that we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. That is what we got from the Georgia version of the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking a page from Punk's Sonic Film.
The general's previous home was at the Yellow River Wildlife Sanctuary, but which closed in 2017. I did not know that.
Okay.
And so he had to move. They closed his place. He had to move somewhere.
Yes, he did. Couldn't leave him out there on the road.
General Lee on the move.
Because of this trade that took place last night, and we have been spending a lot of time back and forth, because we give you everything on this show. You know, we give you a little bit of everything, but we got to come back to the big trade. If you're just waking up and didn't hear the news, Anthony Davis is now a member of the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic is now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, that's what I said. And this is how we all reacted when we heard it for the first time. What's going on? We have dissected this with our opinions. We don't know. I think over the next couple of days we'll find out some more aspects of it. We're also going to find out, you know, I guess Dallas instigated this.
Yes.
But why?
Reportedly, that's what.
Yeah, and we don't know why. I don't think we'll ever really know why they wanted to get rid of this 25-year-old global superstar. We could speculate on it. Anthony Davis, with his often injured body, maybe that was one of the reasons why they were receptive to it. I have my opinions. Noel, you have. But we've been talking about that. And because of that, we have kind of let a couple things slip through the cracks during this show. Nothing really that important, but something that we would spend more time talking about. And one of the things is the Grammys.
Yes.
We just played a band whose album was one of the top-selling albums of all time, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album, and that was up for a bunch of awards. And so we haven't talked Grammys. But anytime we play a Grammy, or we're on the heels of the Grammy Awards, it gives us an excuse to hear from, may he rest in peace, Mr. Bernie Mac. Yeah. And there's a little bit more to it. We want to do it. We're gonna find the one without the music behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get to that. But okay. Yeah, that was that. Bernie Mac laid it down, and you know, he has a little bit more to say. But we want to get the version without the music. But I want to thank Noel for trying to hook that up. Coming up in a minute, as you mentioned earlier, we're going to talk to Marvin Freeman.
Yep.
An event took place last night where like a lovely meal was served.
Yes.
And Marquise Grissom behind it, but you're going to talk all about that. But he's got some things that he got going on.
Absolutely. He's working with pitchers and some very talented folks. And get his thoughts on that, because there are things that he's working on here in town, but also there's some national recognition for some of these players. He's very proud of that, and let him share some of that with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up. But the good news is things are looking good for Atlanta United.
Yeah.
Not just the reception at Hartsfield-Jackson. Of that player, this was the topic we talked about yesterday. How many players have left a team and then come back?
Yeah.
And come back in a way that you realize that they are going to be contributing. They're going to be a major player. I talked to Jason Longshore yesterday. This guy's coming back with pretty much a lot of the speed he had when he left and the type of player he was. And so that's like a free agent landing in the lap of this Atlanta United team.
Absolutely. And it took a while to happen. We're talking about Miguel Almirón. Remember, for a couple of weeks, we were like, okay, what can we say? Can we say it's almost done? Can we say the ink is dry on the paper? And Jason wouldn't say anything. He would take it so far. Say, well, it's almost here. It's almost here. I said, well, when is it going to be ready? He couldn't say. Nobody could say. And I know each and every day here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on each and every show, people were saying, when is it going to get done? When is it going to get done? And so it finally wrapped up this past week. And we got Miguel Almirón, and he landed at the International Terminal, and they were able to get some fans there to greet him upon his return. Awesome sight. We see that, and that's the thing you wanted to see happen for him, the excitement, especially what he did when he was here originally. Of course, he's not that same guy, but I'm a mature guy.
He could be
guy,
better, right?
A better guy.
So if because of
where he's been.
If he's physically the same or better in some ways— because I always go back to Magic Johnson, something that he said, and I remember hearing this late in his career, and talking. Now, he had some injuries, but there are other players who felt like they still could do what they did as first-year, second-year player, but not use as much energy.
True, true, true.
You know what I mean? So,
right, right.
While he might have lost, even if it's a half a step, you may not notice it because he'll use that speed and that burst when need be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you just learn to do that in your career. He's still been competing at the very high level we talk about, in the Premier League. And he's bringing that type of experience, dropping it into Atlanta with Ronnie Dyla's program and what he wants to do with this team. So to have him drop in is a big pickup for this team. Sure, we like to always think, because we were so spoiled in the beginning, we think we're Atlanta United, we're supposed to be a contender. We're all supposed to be a contender. Well, we've had some seasons that it didn't go so well. Last season, things just all lined up at the end. For some reason, all the inconsistencies, changing out your manager and players coming and going, no more Boom Yakamakis, all that just went out of the window last year. But at the end, this team pulled it together and knocked Miami out of the playoffs and looked so impressive. The problem, they only got to play one of those matches at home. They were on the road because they finished so low in the standings. The idea is for this team to live and play throughout the season up around the top, and having a guy like Miguel Almirón come in and reattach with this team kind of does that for him. There's still a chance of some other acquisitions as well, but this team has now played their two friendlies, and now they're going to get set to head to Florida and play those other preseason matches at IMG Academy.
I don't know if you can answer this, but this is what I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, and I was wondering, why come back? Not that we're not happy he's back, but if you talk about the other leagues, the Premier Leagues around the planet where he could have played anywhere he wanted to, What's the attractiveness of coming back to MLS? And is that a byproduct of Messi being down there in Miami?
Maybe so, but here and things have changed. You don't have the same people in the front office here that he had at the time when he left. So there have been changes here in Atlanta. But obviously there was something here with this team, this community, a chance to be a part of the place that plays in a facility that they can pack it out with 70,000 people. I mean, not many other places around MLS is going to do that for you. And he knows that's going to happen here in Atlanta. So I believe he has great memories here because he was part of the championship here. He wants to come back here and try to do that, you know, once again, if possible. And so, yeah, we welcome. We welcome him back. Brad Guzan is still here. You know, the goalkeeper.
You still
got him, you know, the vocal leader there on the pitch. And so they were able to get a win yesterday in Birmingham. One of the new striker from Japan, Kamen Togashi, was able to get one of the goals. And the other goal was an on goal. Thank you, Birmingham. So 2-0, Atlanta United gets the win over Birmingham in the second preseason friendly. Coach always says winning is not the everything in the preseason. He just wants to see chemistry, see how things developing from the training ground to the pitch actually in competition. So he had different sets play in the first half, different crew playing in the second half. And so it went out and it worked well. They come back with the win and establishing some roles with this team. Now they're going to go up against other MLS caliber competition now before they get ready for the season opener.
Folks got to see the picture here. I mean, it is like, it's a slower version than when the Braves came through town. They got the bus coming through downtown Atlanta and folks are standing out there taking pictures and all that. It's, you know, well, his car, yes. Anyway, it's like I said, and the greeting at the airport.
Very much.
This thing here, this looks pretty cool, man. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. We got a special guest, Morgan Freeman, joining us up next here. We started off this show. We have a new feature, and we are now going to incorporate that on Sundays. We're going to start the show with it, but we're also opening it up, as opposed to what we do on Saturdays. We come back, we give our stories of the week.
Right.
This one, you can participate in if you'd like, 404-726-0929, and that is three cheers or three jeers.
Three jeers.
And that is to whatever you saw during the course of the week in the sports world, you got a problem with or you loved, that's what we want to hear. So we started off with three of ours today. I threw out the Justin Timberlake situation. I was the lone dissenter, but you also had some jeers. You had both.
Yeah, I had both.
I had nothing but jeers because I talked to I had to come up with something. One was Justin Timberlake. Justin Tucker. This guy's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
But all
well, will he?
That's my question. That I'm literally wondering.
Is this going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I just don't know. You know, these voters in the NFL, they make wide receivers wait. Remember, for the longest time, the wide receivers couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been accused of some nasty stuff going on with massage therapists, and you can see the articles written. And plus, this is coming off a year that was un-Justin Tucker-like. Maybe this stuff started coming out then.
You know, maybe you knew this was out there and that it was going to come out, and he didn't know if it was going to do it during the season or after the season, but he just knew it was out there.
But people who have who are considered infamous in the sports world that are Hall of Famers, I'm thinking for the most part had that stuff happen after they retired or you found out about it afterwards, not sitting there getting a gold jacket and that hanging over their head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It's a little different.
This dude was easily just going to he was a first ballot Hall of Famer until this. So that was one of my jeers that came out there. The refs in the conference championship games, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Trey not making the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Those are my three.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to do that at the beginning of our Sunday shows moving forward. Three cheers or three jeers. And if you have some you'd like to join us with, we would love to hear from you. Haven't mentioned this all day today. We got college basketball here, Sam.
Do we?
In case you can't get in front of a TV,
mm-hmm.
We have got Ohio State at Illinois pregame or pre-tip at 12:45, tip at 1 o'clock. We got that for you right here. And Hawks at Detroit. Oh, something we were talking about tomorrow. Remind me to tell you what I heard, speaking of Detroit. And we were talking about something yesterday having to do with the WNBA. Heard some news.
Real?
Buddy. And who was behind trying to get it going? That's all coming up. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I knew the song. I couldn't just remember the title there. You know, you had that happen to you all the time. It's like, but I knew who the artist was.
That's your home folks.
That's why we played it. Your average idiot here. I did that on purpose.
All right now.
Because the dude we're about to bring on there is also.
Really?
We didn't drink from the same water fountain. Okay? He'd been down to Marina Towers or down on Michigan Avenue.
All right, here we go with the Chicago.
Well,
talk.
That's right. You going to bring him on the show? We're going to have some deep dish talking here.
See.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Groundhog's Day, February the 2nd, Sunday morning. Also, Grammy winner herself, too.
Yeah.
So you're going to bring Chaka Khan on here. This all sort of ties in here. But would you welcome our guest?
Okay, absolutely, man. We're just days away from players, the pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. And there's some work already going on here in town to prepare some folks before they go to spring training. And our guest is a big part of that. Of course, former Braves right-hander Marvin Freeman joins us now. Marvin, welcome in with Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning.
Morning, Marvin.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
We are just blessed to be here.
Yeah.
And talking to you. How's life with you these days? We haven't talked to you in a little while.
Every day is a blessing, man. We all just glad to breathe this beautiful Georgia air and enjoy the sunshine and, get some work in for the day.
And you guys have gotten a lot of work in. I was at an event last night with Marquise Grissom, 19th anniversary of his event, just staying in the game. A lot of young people there that you've spent a lot of time working with. the two of you work tirelessly in this community to cultivate the game of baseball in our young people, and you're seeing it really come to fruition. It has to be gratifying for both of you, and especially to see some pitchers as well being produced through your program.
Oh, it really is, you know, because we know how difficult it is to make it on your own, and nobody really makes it on their own. So we wanted to be that that bridge to, like, last generation to this generation, to let these guys know exactly what the ins and outs are, actually pull the curtain back and let them know what goes on in that boardroom when they're, you know, thinking that everything is roses, and we have to let them know that the reality of baseball is it is a business, and you have a short window of opportunity to cash in on that business. So we really get down to the nuts and bolts and try and make sure that these guys understand that, you know, you got to put the work in, and you got to be able to go out there and be consistent and contribute if you're going to be a factor in anybody's organization.
Marvin, from your perspective and dealing with kids, and we talked about this with Marquise Grissom, you know, baseball is still continuing to struggle to get the American youth to play this sport. It is growing a little bit, but as you have been working with kids and you have hear the conversations from those who love this sport, have you seen maybe a resurgence in youth participation?
Well, I've never seen a decline from my point of view, because where I'm at, I see kids that are really hungry. They want it. We probably don't see them, you know, out in the public's eye, because most of the time the travel ball circuits and those things are a little bit unaffordable. So the things we try and provide is a venue for these kids to come out and show the passion that they have, and that passion is still there. We just have to give them opportunities to be seen at higher levels and at the collegiate level. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do now, is make sure that they are, that their skill sets is complete. And when they do get a chance to go out and compete, they look polished and they have an idea how the game should be played. And that's what we're trying to develop.
Doing a tremendous job with it too, folks. Spending time, former Braves right-hander Marvin Freeman. And he is social. You can find him at Marvin Freeman 84. You guys have taken on a mission to get young people from the inner city and from the metro Atlanta area, and just from the black community, really, to plug back into this game, reclaim their place in the sport of baseball. You came back through way of playing at an HBCU. You're proud of Jackson State. Talk about that as a path, too, because everybody you have you working with won't get to play professionally, but you want them also to get a chance to play collegiately if possible.
Well, that's probably our main goal, is to make sure that these kids have an opportunity to move past high school, maybe play in college and develop that love for the game in a way that's going to allow them to apply those things in everyday life. Because when it comes down to baseball, it's about having a good practice plan, a good scheduling. It's about being disciplined. It's about, you know, making sure that you can compete at whatever it is you're trying to do. And those values we try to instill in them, and they carry on well beyond the baseball field. So getting to college, maybe being able to afford some of the you know, get a chance to have some of their education paid for. And if all of that can come through baseball, then it's a win for everyone.
Let people know where you are. You do your work out in Powder Springs, right? It's called the Champ Fit Grindhouse.
Yeah, I'm out in Champ Fit Grindhouse with my man Mike Butler. It's his facility, and he's allowed me to come in and, you know, really lay my hands on a lot of pitchers. Most of the pitchers that you see, that up-and-coming African-American pitchers, at some point I've run across them, laid my hands on them, and just tried to be involved in giving them little things that may be a little bit confusing to understand when it's described and other ways, but I think we speak the same language. And then, you know, I got a special kind of, validity by being a major league pitcher, and especially being a black pitcher. These guys can't really tap into those type of resources on a daily basis and get the real insight on how things are going to go and what they need to be doing, and just really finding out some of the fundamental things that I discovered well after my playing career that I can kind of help them out with now while they're still, you know, trying to make that major league mission a goal for them. and giving them some insight that can help them immediately.
They need to see examples where you talk about really the vanishing African-American pitcher in Major League Baseball as we see CC Sabathia make it to the Hall of Fame. What does that mean with the young people that you're working with, like Marquise Jr. and Xavier Curry and guys like that?
You know, it means that they can see someone that, you know, in the last recent days that looked like them, that maybe inspire them to maybe be the next one. You know, it's going to be really hard the way the game has been, you know, changed to where, you know, I don't know if we'll see another starting pitcher pitch 20 years or the amount of time that it takes to be a legitimate Hall of Famer. Maybe some of those qualifications might change, but it does let them know that, you know, this guy can do it. I can do it too. What did he do that I'm not doing? And I can kind of bridge the gap, and those questions can be answered so that when they're making their – when they're training and getting ready to go to spring training, they have a better outlook and a better approach on what it's going to take for them to become a major leaguer, not just for one day, but make a career out of it.
Marvin Freeman joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Along those lines, Marvin, I have been saying for years, whoever wants to listen to me, the unbreakable record in sports – is Cy Young's. I don't care what you say. Nobody ain't ever going to get 511 wins as a pitcher. So that's unbreakable. And let alone, if we're ever going to see another 300-game winner. You got Verlander and Scherzer out there, probably the closest, and they ain't going to hit it. Verlander's like 50 away or 40 away, something like that. I don't think he's going to get 40 more wins. But my question I wanted to ask you is, where do you stand on kids playing multiple sports versus that kid who's coming up showing some athletic ability and the parents keep him in one particular sport coming up?
You know, growing up in Chicago, if we didn't play every sport, we were going to be outcasts in the neighborhood. You had to play whatever season it was.
Thank you.
You had to be a basketball player during basketball season. You had to be able to play football when it snowed. And, I mean, we played full contact tackle football with a skull cap and two pair of jeans on. That's how we went out there like that was our equipment. So it taught us to be more athletic. It taught us to move around in different ways. We had to expose different muscle groups. And I think playing baseball in Chicago kind of saved a lot of kids' arms because they couldn't play all year round. So I think that playing multiple sports is good for the youth. It keeps them, you know, excited when that baseball season comes around. And you don't want it to be like a job when you got to go and do your practicing and you're doing it all year round and you might want to go do something else, but it's baseball 12 months out of the year. It's just a hard thing to really stay involved in for that amount of time. And you just need time for your to reset yourself, man. So I think it's a great thing when they play other sports. And you always see that when you see a top athlete, he's played every sport when he makes it to the pro game. He's probably been the best football player, one of the best basketball players on his team. So the athleticism is just helps you become a better baseball player by playing other sports.
Yep. Talking with Marvin Freeman. And my goodness, we're about to talk about the Braves. This is the All-Star year. I found out last night at the event that the Swing Man event is going to be played here All-Star weekend. And that's the HBCU players, which I'm sure is something that you and Marquise are quite proud of, that will be a part of All-Star weekend here.
Yeah, we did the first one a couple years ago out in Seattle, and it was just tremendous to see the kind of support. I was surprised that I didn't even know they had that many black people in Seattle. I mean, it was it was off the chain, man. I mean, they were dancing in between innings. It was like Jackson State playing Southern again, but with 25,000 people in the stands. And the game was nice and clean. The talent level was, you know, up to par. Everything that we hoped for, it panned out. It was a good close game. And, you know, I just love what they're doing with that, giving these kids an opportunity to expose themselves at a higher level and in different venues and just showing that, you know, we can play baseball just like anybody else and we can play just as well as anybody else, but we just have to be put on that stage and we just got to prove it every time out. But I'm looking forward to this summer's game, and all the schools that's going to be there. I'm hoping that they send their jewels. And I just did a post on my Instagram on how Jackson State, we had six major leaguers in the 90s come out of Jackson State. And, you know, that was the golden time for HBCU for baseball, because we were, you know, at least given a chance to prove ourselves. And when we got a chance to do that, we went out there and did it.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, a place you can catch up with them is at the Grindhouse, at the Champ Fit Grindhouse, that is out in Powder Springs, Freeman Baseball. He's out there working with pitchers. And we thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Yes,
sir. Looking forward to catching with you more. Wait, as the season progresses, Mark.
Before he leaves, who you got in the game next week? You talk about playing football, he's got to be a football fan. Who you got in the game next week?
I'm going with the black quarterback.
Two drinks. Get the feel. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Two drink minimum. All right, Marvin. All right, Marvin. Be that way.
All right, man.
You have a good one.
You know, I'm just hoping it's a good game. And I know, you know, me and Pat Mahomes' dad, we do some things for MLB Develop. So he, you know, he's definitely got the edge right now. But, hopefully we'll get a great show, and we're looking forward to some of them great commercials they're going to put out, too.
All right, Marvin. Thanks so much for the time, man.
Have a good one, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
There you go. Marvin Freeman joined us. You think he's slick? And by the way, Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle.
From Seattle,
yeah,
right.
All right, so we get that memo to him, too. All right, we're going to wrap things up around here, turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. It is Sam and Greg on this Groundhog's Day, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. And I'm having flashbacks to Mama in the kitchen. She loved her some Sam Cooke. Oh! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It is February the 2nd. It is Groundhog's Day. And it was also the premiere of Three Cheers and Three Jeers between Sam and I. We're going to be doing this every Sunday, starting off the show, letting you know things that we loved. Not so much. Three things we didn't love so much.
Yeah.
Coming up, moving forward here. But also, I think Noel played that song. We're talking about a Grammy. I don't know how many Grammys Sam Cooke got.
Oh, either.
He got none, but he was nominated. I think.
This was nominated, though. Shake was nominated.
Okay, Shake was nominated, but I'm not sure. Man, that was one. You know, there's just certain artists. Him and Jackie Wilson made my mother tell me to shut up in the house. If that song was on the radio and I came and talked to her about stuff, boy, be quiet for a minute. just would shut me up. But listen, because of the trade, we've been talking about Anthony Davis going to Dallas and Luka Doncic coming to the Lakers, and this thing happened last night. And, of course, that's big news as we started the show, and we've been lacing it throughout the show. One of the things that we were going to do for this particular show, as we do every time there's a big awards show on, we play music or sounds from, whether it's the Oscars, the Grammys, or whatever they are. So this was one of those shows. We didn't do a lot of Grammy stuff. Now, one of the things that we did attempt to do earlier, and this is on me, and Noel got caught up in it, so I want to apologize to Noel. We wanted to play a piece of sound, but we wanted to play the true sound as opposed to something somebody put music behind. And so this is the true sound that you have to play on the morning of a big award show as a way of reminding the people, you need to have somebody set the tone, send a message out there. This is what you do. And then nobody did it better than Bernie Mac. So there you go. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And this is also one of those award shows that makes me feel old when you watch it. And everybody will go through this. I don't care who you are. When you get, you know, you come up watching the show or award shows and your music is being featured. And then you kind of get out of that age group and you start watching it and you go, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of that going on. So I don't.
I'm trying to figure out how MC Hammer was there in 2001. I was trying to figure out which rapper with the bandana was laughing at the Don't Bring the Neighborhood up here. I was like, MC Hammer? I didn't know the rebrand lasted that long, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
I see you.
He tried.
Yep.
He tried for
He's
a minute.
He's definitely 90s, though.
Is there anybody that you might be looking for? There is one thing I'm looking forward to tonight.
Okay.
Of the entire broadcast. Is there anything for you or any individual performer?
You sit back and watch and enjoy who does come on. I mean, everybody's talking about, well, not everybody. A lot of people are talking about the Beyonce album and whether or not it wins. And I think a lot of people watch to see what happens with that.
All right. Well, it's the Grammys, and the tribute tonight will be to the man who has got, I mean, when you think of the Grammys, you think of Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a tribute to Quincy tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, it should be in those that we get in the memorial. There's always a lot of people that we get to hear from, some people that we lost. Will James Earl Jones make that?
Hmm.
You know, when you think about
wow, you got me thinking.
Music
now.
Soundtracks that his voice was a part of. It's got to be
possibly.
Something. It's got to be something.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what I'm looking forward to tonight. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. Some insignificant tidbits. I had this written down here. On this, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you were coming up, did you play with G.I. Joes?
Not so much.
Me neither. But there was, I had friends that did.
Oh, yeah.
And then they ended up making things and incorporating the G.I. Joes. Today was the first day the G.I. Joe was debuted on this day.
Okay.
Back in the Johnson administration. It had been 64, 65, somewhere in there. Now, this is one that kills me, and we don't talk enough about this. On this date, Pete Maravich became the first college player to amass 30,000 points. Say that out loud.
That's pretty amazing what he
did. Pete Maravich, 30,000 points. Oh, yeah, and for those of you who don't know, dude only played 3 years.
Yep, and there was no three-point strike. There was no three-point strike.
I mean,
strike.
Really, is that one of those feats that you just sort of like gloss over and is not discussed? When you talk about feats in sports, this is one of them. Not just on the college level. And again, we talked about this the other day that I forgot who it was. Was celebrating something, and, you know, his achievements were pre-three-point arc, and still got all these points. But, yeah, Pete Maravich, first to get 30,000 points.
I think the thing that maybe happens with him is that, okay, what conference did he play in? Okay, and who was winning it? Kentucky. And I think that's kind of what happens to him, unfortunately. Because during those years, it was Kentucky and the Seven Dwarfs. It was like, you know, the SEC. they basically gave them the trophy in like November when the season started. Here, y'all, everybody else playing for second place.
Speaking of Kentucky, Calipari went back there, I guess, yesterday.
Heard a lot of boos.
Heard a lot of boos, but walked out with the W.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's all he cares about. I'm sure he said something on the way out. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 again. Any final thoughts on how we started this show? I'm sure John Fricke will get into it and his thoughts. The dust is starting to settle. People are starting to come out and speculate and talk about and trying to find quotes from the two teams. But the Lakers and the Mavericks made a deal last night, and they sent the superstars cross-country. Luka is now a Laker. Anthony Davis, when he gets back in uniform, will be a Mav. And, you know, we speculated earlier on how it happened, who started it, the reasons behind it, who's going to benefit in the short term, who's going to benefit in the long term.
You talked about the coaches. You talked about how Redick may have been one of the drivers, but also Jason Kidd also has a relationship with Anthony Davis. So, I mean, that could have been something the coaches may have played a bigger role in this than we may think.
Apparently, a lot of people over there on that side and down in Dallas know Anthony Davis. They're saying that was a little factor, too. But they're also saying that the players didn't ask for it. So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. And this don't happen. I think we all agree this doesn't happen if Mark Cuban is still top of the spearhead. He's still connected with him, but he's not there. And
not that
of course,
guy.
He was part of the trade. You know, on draft day, and Noel got into that, did a deep dive into that. So there are a lot of factors in this. I don't think we'll ever really know, but the things that you have a problem with Luka in Dallas, the conditioning, the diva-like attitude, not just during the season. I'm talking about during the playoffs when it really counts. Will that change with LeBron standing next to him?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a big fish in a bigger pond now than in Dallas. And everything will be scrutinized, you know, highly because of where he's playing. You know, if you want to play in those markets, you want to play in L.A., you want to play in New York, you want to play in Chicago, you're in a fishbowl. And that's the other thing. I'm not saying that, you know, Dallas is a place where they were easy on him or whatnot, but he's going to a place where
– yeah, he can't pull the same stuff.
You know what I mean? People will definitely get on him if that's happening.
I drew an analogy earlier. I mean, he didn't have a championship when he landed to this point, but when Dennis Rodman landed with the Bulls, the nonsense kind of stopped around Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson. And the fact that Luka has carried himself a certain kind of way and gotten away with stuff in the minds of a lot of people, you feel like LeBron is going to be that presence with him. At least that's what they hope. Okay, they hope that's the case. He can smooth out the rough edges on this dude when he comes over there. We'll wait to see.
Yeah, but see, and also the other thing we're waiting to see is how will it impact other teams in the league.
There you go.
Because I feel like the Lakers are not done. And like I said, I'm keeping a watch on our team here in Atlanta, how it may impact ours. Will they see a player like Onyeka Okongwu be someone that they will say, hey, we need some size, we need some rim protector. Let's see if we can work a deal with Atlanta to get this guy. Speaking of Okongwu's coming off a 12-point, 11-rebound effort last night. There were a lot of good efforts last night in this 132-127 loss. Trae Young, 34 points, 17 assists. He continues to produce great, but they dropped one last night, so they're going to try again tomorrow night in Detroit.
All right, so this is throughout the day, next couple days. And Lakers, by the way, went out there to Madison Square Garden. And took it to the Knicks without Anthony Davis, of course. And so,
but think about that. Of all places for them to be playing,
right,
with this deal going down and nobody knows, and they're playing at Madison Square Garden on national TV last night, for crying out loud.
Well, listen, they're east of the Mississippi, and everything part of this trade took place west of the Mississippi.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think, you know, to work something like that with the team being in this big media
The question is, do you believe that LeBron had no knowledge of it?
He says he didn't.
That's the question. And do you believe that Kyrie didn't know anything about it? And Jason Kidd? Because if LeBron, I mean, Noel's just coming up here talking about the relationship he had with Anthony Davis. Okay? So if Anthony Davis finds out or is speculating that something's going on here, he's going to tell his buddy. Or if Jason Kidd knows something going on. I mean, you just don't know. It's like a spider's web.
Yeah.
I just think in the immediate that the Lakers are going to benefit. That's just me. As they sit there in the fifth position, Dallas is looking up at the Lakers, and Anthony Davis stays injured. Not stays injured, but he is often injured. I'll put it that way. Is that a fair way to put it?
Often injured.
Okay. So that often sometimes happens in the playoffs when you need him. Or he's not 100%. And that's what that team is looking for, right? They're looking for healthy Anthony Davis. That dude, yes, could take you to a championship. You just got to, you know, roll the dice on whether or not that's going to happen or not, right?
So that's what Dallas is doing. They're willing to take that chance, and we'll see what happens when he gets there. I just know the Lakers, I just think they're limited on how far they can go without somebody, you know, to protect the rim.
I want to thank our guests today. We had Adam Alexander. You looking forward to some NASCAR?
Absolutely.
Man,
absolutely.
Yeah. And we got the race coming up.
Yep. Clash tonight at Bowman Gray Stadium. And Chase Elliott will be on the pole for that tonight around 8 o'clock. Great situation up there, too, because I've mentioned the fact that Winston-Salem State University plays their football games there, and it's just off their campus.
Right.
It is an HBCU that does a lot of study in NASCAR. They have some programs related to NASCAR. To train young people to get into engine building, to get into team management, playing a different role with racing teams. And so this is a field trip they got to go across the street to. It's basically come to them, whether they have to go to a track down to Charlotte or up to Martinsville or somewhere like that. It's basically right across the street. They've been able to go over throughout the time this week that the cars have been there, get around it, touch it, make connections, and just see it up close. Right there by their campus. So I think it's pretty remarkable.
Before we get on out of here and turn things over to John Fricke, we're right up against it. I want to bring Noel in here and just remind everybody that you and I are just old. Noel, here's the question. What did kids do back in the day to keep them up late at night before Saturday Night Live? Do you know what that was? If you had to take a guess? Yeah, you were too young for this one, and I remember this because it debuted on this day. This is why I'm bringing it up. Today was the first day back in the day of the Midnight Special.
The Midnight Special.
Shine the 11 light on you. Now listen to this lineup for the first one.
Yeah.
I tune into this tonight. Well, if they were still all around. Tina Turner, Curtis Mayfield, Don McLean, The Byrds, and George Carlin.
No, yeah, because that's the thing.
He had to get
occasionally have comedians on there. George Carlin did, Red Fox did it one time, Richard Pryor did it. So, I mean, yeah, he would have that.
Have yourself a wonderful day, Mr. Crenshaw.
You do as well.
We will talk to you next Saturday. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. John Fricke's up next. Happy Groundhog's Day, folks. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.